From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to let the Bible speak.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me once more around the Word of God. Today, this being my final opportunity of speaking with you at this time, I'm going to deal with the question of what is heaven? What a subject this is. The Bible teaches that upon death, the soul of the believer, the genuine Christian, departs this world and goes to be with Christ. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 8, the Christian is absent from the body, present with the Lord, the moment they die. The Christian's body remains in the earth until the resurrection of believers at the return of Christ. Paul told the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the verse 16, that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The body of the believer is then raised from the grave in the likeness of Christ. That is, the Christian will have a glorified body, and will be reunited with his glorified soul. Again, I quote from Paul's writings, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and the verse 52 to 54. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we, notice that word, he is speaking of himself and all those who are true believers, and we shall be changed, for this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Believers, raised thus from the dead and glorified, shall share with Christ in his millennial reign of peace and righteousness here on earth. During this time of 1,000 years, the devil will be imprisoned in the bottomless pit, and the power of sin and rebellion suppressed. Revelation chapter 20, the verses 1 to 3. I invite you to read those verses. At the end of the 1,000 years, the devil will be released for a little season. He will immediately seek to muster the unsaved that remain among the nations upon the earth, muster them to rebel against Christ and his people. He is swiftly defeated, and whereupon the great white throne of judgment is established. And a second resurrection takes place, when the bodies of the ungodly are brought forth from the graves, and their souls from hell, and judged according to the record of their deeds. They are then cast into the lake of fire to suffer the eternal penalty for the deeds of wickedness of which they have been found guilty. That's recorded for us in Revelation chapter 20, the verses 7 through to 15. I invite you to read those verses. Immediately upon the conclusion of the judgment of the great white throne, we are told that the old creation, that's this earth upon which we're living at the present time, is destroyed by fire by God, and a new creation is brought forth. Peter writes of this, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 to 13. I again invite you to read those verses. The new heavens shall be the dwelling place of the saved throughout eternity. Now, I wish to speak of that eternal dwelling place in our program now. First of all, in keeping with the picture of Christ the bridegroom and the church the bride, heaven shall be home to the bride. Christ, as a loving groom, has been preparing his home for his bride. John chapter 14 and the verse 2 tells us that clearly. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Heaven is especially designed by Christ with his bride in mind. Remember, his bride is the one for whom he gave his life. He has redeemed her by his blood. He has loved her with an everlasting love. What a glorious place, therefore, must be the home that the Saviour is preparing for his people. Let me remind you that the preparation of this home has been going on a long time. In Matthew chapter 25 and the verse 34, these words are spoken by the King, the Lord Jesus, to those who are saved. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The preparation of this heavenly home has occupied the mind of Christ from all eternity. It has sprung out of his eternal love and delight in his people. It is of a most extensive nature. There are many pictures presented to us of heaven in the Bible. It's likened unto a kingdom, it's likened unto a glorious city. But one verse in particular has always been precious to me. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Had I the tongue of an angel, and an inexhaustible supply of words, I still would feel to paint the picture for you of what God has prepared for those who are saved. Heaven will incorporate all that the soul could desire. Heaven is a place of the presence and the glory of God. It is a place of uninterrupted fellowship and blessedness in the presence of the Lord. Oh, that's what makes heaven, to be with Christ in his company everlastingly. Revelation 21, the verses 3 and 4 says, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. What a glorious place heaven is. That's where Jesus is, and those who are saved will walk in his company and see him face to face forevermore. That's what makes heaven, heaven. It will be a place totally free of all the miseries of sin. As I've said in that last quotation from Revelation chapter 21, the verse 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more weeping in heaven, for the cause of tears, the reason for tears, will be no more. Sin is the fountainhead of tears. Oh, my dear friend, every sorrow that you encounter in life, it comes from your sin. And only Christ can deliver us from our sins, and then eternally deliver us from all the miseries that we endure here on this earth. Let me quickly say, secondly, that into such a home as this may come only those who are suitably prepared. I've been speaking of Christ preparing a home for his bride, but you know something? He is also preparing a bride for his home. He's preparing a people in this world throughout the centuries. Christ has been preparing a people to share his home in heaven. The means by which he prepares a people is the gospel. By the gospel he calls his chosen ones to obedience. In Genesis chapter 24 and the verse 58, we have the story of Rebekah, how she is brought from the ancient homeland of Abram, come and meet the man that she is to marry, Isaac. And she was asked the question, Wilt thou go with this man? The man spoken of was the servant of Isaac who had come to fetch Rebekah. And she said, I will go. My dear friend, every gospel preacher, as he stands up, he shouts out that invitation, Will you come with me as I lead you to Christ? And will you make him your Savior? Will you become his bride? That's the question of this program. That's the question I'm asking you. Will you obey the gospel? Be saved and thus made ready for the wonderful home that Christ is making ready for his people. The gospel administers grace unto the sinner, that sanctifies the sinner, cleanses the sinner, and readies them for heaven. It washes away our sins, it clothes us in a robe of righteousness, and fits us for the presence of God. Like the prodigal when he came back, stinking of the swine of the far country. His father said, put a new robe on him, put shoes on his feet, put a ring, the ring of sonship, on his finger. And that's what happens when men and women obey the gospel. Thus, made ready, when we are brought to heaven, we will actually become part of the adornment of heaven. Peter wrote, 1 Peter chapter 2, the verse 9, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. The privilege of every Christian here on earth to show something of the grace of God in their lives. I hope you're doing that, Christian. But above all in heaven, when we shine forth in the likeness of Christ, we will manifest God's mercy, grace, and love toward a poor sinner. We'll shine as jewels in the crown of Christ. One final thing I must say. There are many who presently, at this very moment, entertain hopes of heaven, but who show no evidence whatsoever of any work of preparation. Maybe I'm speaking to someone, and you have assumed that you're going to heaven when you die. You say, I go to church. My name is on the church roll. I'm told I'm baptized. You're expecting heaven then when you die. And yet you have never come to Christ and been born again. You're not saved. You're not converted. The Lord Jesus told a parable in Luke chapter 12. I'd like you to read it. In verse 47 of that chapter 12 of Luke, we read these words, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself. That fits so many who claim to be religious and yet have ignored the call of the gospel to repent and be converted. They carry the name of a Christian. They profess to be children of God, but there is no evidence whatsoever of the sanctifying work of God's grace in their lives. Well, in this parable, the one who knew his Lord's will but prepared not himself was taken out and punished. His portion was destruction. Please, dear listener, do you have the marks of God's sanctifying grace in your life? Are you saved? Are you born again? Are you on your way to the place prepared by Christ for his redeemed? Are you a prepared person going to that prepared place called heaven? Thank you for joining with me during these gospel broadcasts. I trust that the Lord has blessed you through them. Take heed to your soul's salvation. God bless you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services, where you can hear the Reverend Stephen Pollock preach at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.